Hey everyone, this is going to be the first podcast for our website, EDU Much. My name is Nate. I'm here with Abe.
Right here on the side.
And Andy.
What's up?
So today's main topic that we're going to be discussing is the differences between
Wait one second. There's also another person right there.
Oh, our old friend Ben is in the background. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Nate.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Excellent. It's a wonderful day.
The topic at hand is better than then. Wait, when?
When? Okay, what exactly does that mean? What exactly are we discussing?
We're discussing the words then and, well, then.
Then, right. Yeah. So we have then with the T-H-A-N variation and then with the T-H-E-N variation. Schneer, when would you use then with the T-H-A-N variation?
Generally, it's a conjunction used to compare or contrast something.
Like what does that mean to our audience, for those who don't understand?
Fine. So essentially, you would use it as a comparison, which is what I just said before, but now I'm going to go ahead and explain it.
Thank you.
Just reiterating. You would say something like, Tom is better than Steve at basketball. That's a comparison. You're taking Tom and Steve and comparing the two. And then you would use, well, then,
mm-hmm. T-H-E-N. E-N, yes.
Then you would use then, which actually, interestingly enough, the real, I don't know if there's really a real pronunciation or not, but the supposed pronunciation, I believe it was on Merriam-Webster's, is than.
So with an N you actually go than?
With
an E you actually go then.
So yeah,
an A is than.
You would say than.
Interesting.
And it rhymes with pan.
I don't think, Abe, would you say that you ever notice anyone ever saying then or than differently?
Well, besides the time that I was one time in Costa Rica and some good old lady over there, she was like, than. I was like, what? That's a word? And she just gave me this whole speech. But besides that, never before. It's very
interesting. Right, and that's why we figured we would discuss this because – just as an example, you notice it all the time where people are interchanging the E and the A, and they're using it completely wrong. So let's give a handful more of examples so that our audience can really understand what we're talking about.
Well, I think first we would then explain the word then also, T-H-E-N.
Okay.
We didn't say anything about that, did we?
That's true. So as we said earlier, then is in the case of comparison.
Comparisons.
Then is generally when relating to time.
Right.
I mean, it's usually used as an adverb. So then you would say...
Is there such a thing as generally in the English language?
Well, that's true. The rules of English of the English language are another podcast for another day on their own. And we will be discussing it because the rules are almost as if there are no rules, but there are some weird rules that apply at certain times, at certain points. Everyone that's gone through school knows that. And yes, this is another topic for another time because
I don't know the English language... anyone ever learned English.
Yeah, it's true. So as an example for then with a T-H-E-N, you could say, go to the corner, then turn right. Right, I'm using T-H-E-N.
Right, that's a description of a place in time.
Exactly.
A thing in time.
If I wanted to use than, I could say Ben is smarter than Andy.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's, hey, Ben, what's up?
Nah, just joking. But as you can see, we were using an adverb, smarter, and that would be a comparative, so I used than, T-H-A-N, right? Russia has even worse weather than New England.
Do they?
I would
depends.
Think so. Part
I think
Siberia.
It depends on the season.
Well, that's true.
Depends on the season.
But yeah, it definitely depends on the area.
Yeah.
So that's just the basics of then versus than. People are going to notice all the time that these two words get, you know, mixed in, kind of like their, T-H-E-I-R, versus their, T-H-E-R-E, and that's another podcast for another time
right.
as well.
And their also has T-H-E-Y-R-E.
Yeah, with an apostrophe, that's right. Hey, everyone.
I think that the main reason that people confuse the two is just the English language has advanced as such and evolved to the point where it's just then has become then. You know what I'm saying? Everyone says it then
exactly?
And then, right? No one differentiates. No one says then. Aside from that old lady you met in Costa Rica, Abe, you never heard anyone say then, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we had.
I think that's where most of the confusion comes from.
Yeah, and that's another podcast, also for another time, is discussing the evolution of the English language.
For sure.
And this is definitely true that as it evolves and changes, these kind of words that are almost, it's not pointless that they're different. There's a reason why they are different words and they're used at different times,
right.
But they are kind of getting merged into one word. And in the future, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
It might be lost.
At this point, the amount of times I've heard it mistaken and I've seen it mistaken in various actual, like, newspapers and things like that, I would for sure say that at some point we'd probably lose one or the other.
Well,
and we're just going to be...
I think after this podcast, we will not be losing this. Our audience will hopefully keep this up and
yeah.
Everybody shall remember that it's then and then.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not gonna say then. I'm never saying.
No, well, it's not even. Okay, so in the vernacular, in the speech form, yes, this is true. The difference will be made, but in writing, it actually makes a slight difference, only in the sense that when someone reads something you've written and you have it confused, that can and will confuse a reader, because when you, it's true, when you say it at this point in time, they both sound like then with an e, with an a. It's regardless, but when you write, right, it actually, like,
you're saying it will never get lost because the writing is always going to
right. It may never get lost,
but
because of written
word. And colloquialisms are created.
Yeah. Hey, we'll find out.
We'll find
right?
out.
We'll have to find out.
get back to us in 30 years.
Yeah. Podcast will still be around.
Hopefully we will.
We'll cut that.
Okay, so a way to remember. At least I realized, I think, a way to remember than and then and be able to tell the difference and know when to put it in is that than has no synonyms.
Than with an A.
Yeah, as a comparison. There's nothing to say that this person is better than this person.
Yeah.
There's no way to change that around.
Yeah, there's no alternative.
There's no alternative to than.
That's true.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is true.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I can't think of it. Do you have any?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, think about it. I don't think so. Then with an E.
But then has some synonyms.
You right. You can say. You can say also.
Yeah.
You can.
Subsequently.
Yeah. Subsequently, therefore, almost sometimes will fit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Than is definitely a more unique word in that sense. And,
right,
and
so you can sit there and think, can I find another word for this? And
yeah.
If you can't,
yeah. And
then it's than.
Yeah, and I mean, you'll notice when you're teaching people and, you know, learning English grammar step by step and things like that, when you're working simply on spoken English, so in countries like the Philippines where they have a great spoken English, but their physical writing is not the strength, they work on spoken English. This kind of stuff is totally lost because it doesn't, they don't pick up a difference, which is why writing can be an issue for a lot of people that are taught English as a spoken language versus a written language. Because this is one of those things, almost like we said earlier, like there, and there,
right?
With an E-I, with an E-R-E, and with an apostrophe R-E.
I think I found the synonym for the word then.
What do you think?
Is that what you were doing that whole time?
I think you could say like this. Bone spring water is better. If you use it with verse, like verse this,
verses.
Yeah, verses.
Yeah, but you still can't say it grammatically correct without throwing in a then.
Better versus this. That's not a statement.
This Poland Springs water is better versus the other one.
That's
better.
That's
verse.
More. That's for sure colloquial English. That's not a real verse. First of all, verse isn't a thing. It's verses.
Verses.
Versus.
So right, Poland Springs water is better versus...
I knew that. I was fooling you guys.
No,
see,
I know.
yeah, I really don't think so. I mean, according to all the resources online we found, it's not like that.
Yeah.
this
lady.
Yeah, there's an interesting lady that apparently has an obsession with cats that she put together an interesting little test online.
Let's see if we can do this.
Okay, so here, answer this one for me, Shia.
She wrote scales with a Z, by the way.
I don't know. If my cat keeps clawing, if my cat keeps clawing my furniture, blank, I will replace his paws with wheels. Is it then T-H-E-N or is it then T-H-A-N?
Maybe if you see it, flip it around and show me. It's easier to read it.
If my cat keeps clawing my furniture, then or than, I will replace his paws with heels.
Wheels.
Wheels. Then. Excuse me. Which then?
Then with an E.
Then with an E. Schneier? No, it's actually with an A, because this is one it's in regard... comparison. Right, it's a comparison one regards to the other.
I knew that was right.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's not such an easy one. As a matter of fact, we're going to...
Why? It doesn't make sense.
We're going to have a poll on our site that asks people similar questions to this. Or the second one is a little simpler. Yes, cat, you will buy a new couch for me. Then, right, with an E.
T-H-E-N.
That's much more obvious.
That is time-related.
Right, it's referring time-related after the fact.
After this thing has occurred, also subsequently, but generally, the general term that applies to T-H-E-N is time. Subsequently also means time. That's one of the things that I didn't get when people tried to explain T-H-E-N. They're like, oh, it's either time-related or subsequently. And it's like, wait a second, subsequently is time-related.
Hmm.
So... you could just say that and not confuse anyone.
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of see with English grammar, like, the rules, there are rules, but the rules are very complex. They're really not so simple. All of it is playing with specifics, with minor rules within rules about what's what.
Semantics.
Semantics, exactly.
Can we go check out, maybe we should go check out one that doesn't have a crazy cat lady.
Okay, here's an interesting one. I filled out a form and then or than waited in the lobby.
With an E.
Exactly.
There we go.
Right, because this is discussing. Exactly.
There we go.
It's related to time. Now here's a second one. I had to wait much longer then or than you did.
Then.
What were you going to say?
Andy?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's than. Even though it might be confusing because it says I had to wait much longer, you're right. Sitting there the whole time thinking this thing is time-related. And it should be then. But then again, this person is comparing
exactly.
The fact that they waited longer than this person.
Exactly. The comparative so takes over.
The comparative
over.
Is always going to take over, which is one thing I wanted to discuss. That's one of the things that confuses most people. Mm-hmm. When talking about time, if they are comparing something, than is always going to override.
Sorry. With an A.
That's why I said than.
Yeah. No, but
just so make
it
later.
Yeah, make it clear for the audience.
No. Should I say than pan from now on? So that people
But as you could see, there's a lot of specifics in regards to then and than. But hopefully this helps clear up some of that mess. And hopefully, after listening to this, people will get a bit more of a better understanding between the differences between then and than. Make sure
I did.
Yeah, I mean, it helped a lot. I agree. Abe, would you agree with that? I definitely think just
like
hashing it out, right? definitely check out the post that's going to be attached to this on EDU Much. It's going to have a bit of a breakdown and summary of this podcast. And hopefully we'll catch you guys real soon. Have a great day.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Hey everyone, this is Nate.
And I'm Andy.
Make sure you check us out on edumuch.com.
Or our podcast at Let's Talk American.
We're going to have more interesting subjects to talk about, as well as freebies and giveaways. Please make sure to email us or comment on our blog or podcast section about things you want us to talk about. We're always interested in discussing subjects that people are actively looking for information about.
We want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.